Oil jumped 9% in 3 sessions. When and how that reaches the inflation number? West Texas Intermediate crude has climbed about 9% over 3 trading sessions as hopes faded for a deal to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Headlines are already connecting it to inflation. The connection is real, but it runs on a schedule. An oil spike reaches the official inflation number through specific channels, with specific lags, and almost none of this one will be in the July report the government publishes Wednesday morning. The simple version. Oil feeds the inflation number 3 ways. Directly, through gasoline and household energy, which sit inside the index as their own categories. Indirectly, through everything that ships or gets manufactured with fuel. And through expectations, which is the channel central bankers watch most nervously. The direct channel is fast but capped because energy is only a slice of the basket. The indirect channel is larger and much slower. And a spike happening in August lands mostly. The numbers. Crude oil rose about 9% across 3 sessions, from the August 5 settlement to the August 10 settlement, as the outlook for a Strait of Hormuz deal dimmed front month WTI futures settlements. Brent rose roughly 11% over the same 3 sessions. West Texas Intermediate spot, $81.96 per barrel, and Brent spot, $88.90 per barrel. As of August 3, 2026, the most recent daily spot prices published by the Energy Information Administration at the time of writing IA, next release August 12, 2026. Energy is 6.383% of the CPI basket BLS relative importance. U.S. City Average, CPIU, December 2025, using 2024 weights. Gasoline alone is 2.895% of the CPI basket BLS relative importance. U.S. City Average, CPIU, December 2025. The July Consumer Price Index publishes Wednesday, August 12, 2026 at 8:30 a.m. Eastern BLS release schedule. The direct channel and its ceiling. Pump prices follow crude within weeks rather than days, and they rise faster than they fall. That mechanism has its own article and is not re-argued here. What matters for the inflation number is the ceiling sitting on top of it. Gasoline is 2.895% of the basket. Even a violent move in a line that's small can only push the total so far, because the index weights every category by how much households actually spend on it. This is the arithmetic. Widen from gasoline to all energy and the weight roughly doubles to 6.383% because household heating and electricity ride along with it. Still a slice. The direct channel is real, it is fast, and it is bounded. The slow channel is the one that lingers. Diesel and jet fuel raise the cost of moving goods and people, which reaches shipping rates and airfares. Plastics, packaging, and industrial chemicals track crude as an input. Those costs pass through over months, unevenly and incompletely, and when they arrive inside core, the measure that strips out food and energy precisely so it can read the underlying trend. That is the part central banks actually watch. A spike that fades is noise. A sustained energy shock that. The timing plainly. The report landing Wednesday covers July. This spike is August. The pump prices it produces will show up in the August report, published in September. The indirect effects, if they materialize at all, spread across the fall. So when Wednesday's number prints and someone credits or blames this week's oil, the calendar says otherwise and the calendar is checkable. An oil spike hits the inflation number on a schedule. Gasoline next month, everything that ships over the fall. The report landing Wednesday covers July before this move happened. What this means? For household, the sequence is the useful part. The pump moves first within weeks. The prices of things that had to be shipped or made move later over months, and by then nobody is calling it an oil story. The practical read on any oil headline is not where crude goes next, which is unknowable, but which month's report it can actually touch. That single question disposes of most of the coverage. What this is not? This is not a prediction of oil prices, gasoline prices, or the inflation rate in any month. This is not a geopolitical opinion about Iran, the Strait of Hormuz, the conflict, or any government's policy. This is not advice about fuel purchases, commodities, energy stocks, or any other asset. This is not a buy, sell, or hold signal on any security or commodity. This is not financial advice. Sources. U.S. Energy Information Administration, Cushing OKWTI Spot Price FOB, daily $81.96 on August 3, 2026, the most recent published observation. Next release August 12, 2026. https://www.iagov/dnav/pet/hist/rwtcdhtm. U.S. Energy Information Administration, Europe Brent Spot Price FOB, daily $88.90 on August 3, 2026. https://www.iagov/dnav/pet/hist/rbrtedhtm. U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, Table 1, Relative Importance of Components in the Consumer Price Indexes, U.S. City Average, December 2025, using 2024 weights: energy 6.383%, gasoline all types 2.895%. A plain request returns 403. The page was confirmed with a browser user agent, https://www.blsk. U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, Schedule of Releases for the Consumer Price Index July 2026 Reference Month, released August 12, 2026 at 08:30 a.m. https://www.blsgov/schedule/news/release/cpihtm. The three-session percentage move is computed from front-month futures settlements and is labeled as such. No government issuer publishes a same-day crude settlement, and the EIA spot series above is current only through August 3.